Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Dolphins Monday here on 560 The Joe, brought to you by Gunther Volkswagen Fort Lauderdale. Get your new Volkswagen with Gunther Plus at Gunther Volkswagen Fort Lauderdale or online at GuntherVW.net. For car buying done your way, you got to go to Gunther.
All right, Zach. That was really embarrassing. It was actually a lot worse than embarrassing, losing to a team that lost 20 straight games and had no idea how to win. And by the way, begged you during the game. Early on, I could hear Jacksonville saying, please put us away. You guys are marching up and down the field. Just put us away. Stop with the holding calls. Stop it with the drops and stop. Just put us away. Go for it on fourth down. We're not very good. We were waiting for you guys to put us away. And couldn't do it. After dominating the first half and you're sitting there with a 13-10 lead. And then they come right out and score, and all of a sudden you're going, oh, my God, they're going to win this frigging game. Started feeling that way in the second half, and Tua was back, and they were able to throw the ball like they thought they could, and ended up just being an awful, embarrassing game. I can't explain it. I'm tired of even when people ask me what happened to this team. Thought they were supposed to be good. All those young guys joining this team that won 10 games from a year ago in last year's draft being a year better. And free agency and that real fast guy on the outside. Well, I don't even know if he wants to play. But all that stuff. And you're like, eh. Yeah, man, I can't explain it. Sometimes you put something together and it just doesn't work. By the way, that goes for coaches too. Coaches you put in charge. I'm not saying last year's coordinator was the greatest of all time. I'm not. But this group hasn't done much to impress me. They're sitting there with 20 points. 20 points off of what you did from yesterday. 20 stinking points after all those yards, and that's the best you can get.
And the fact you had to say that group and not just one guy, not just one person calling the plays, it's also a little bit embarrassing. Just the just this team right now just seems, and we said it earlier, it just seems broken. Seems like it's like the you have three wheels on the car, but not a fourth wheel.
They go well for a little while and tease you like, maybe we're getting it together. And I was going, no, we've done this before. Be careful.
Right.
And they're going, oh, they go, all right. They got that big, all right, Christian Wilkins, what a play. Oh, man, Jerome Baker, what a tackle on fourth down. All right. And then,
just stupid mistakes.
They don't want to put the game away. They don't do it. Good teams do, or great teams do, for sure. There's no great in this team. But good teams know how to put people away, and you get a stop and you make them pay. You know, we do. We throw an interception the other way. We get there. They get it from them. They go, now we're going to get it right
back. Keep it competitive. That's it, right?
And so for that standpoint, and then just got flat-out coached on the last play. Just flat-out coached. No matter what Coach Flores says, he didn't see that coming. His coordinator didn't see that come. No matter what they say, by as loose as it was, that was the one thing. They thought quick out, and they wanted to make sure they had that covered. And if they are going to throw one, deep in the end zone, make sure you're deep enough. But that's the one. That was the third option, and they weren't ready for it, or they would have never been that loose to catch it, fall forward where you needed to get to for the first down, heads-up play by their receiver, and call a timeout with 1 second left. And then we find out, yeah, we work on it every week. It's called the slider. Okay.
Even more embarrassing, right? They were ready for that play.
Huh?
You know, you're like, ready.
Herb, you really? Like, we thought you'd just been hanging out like in Ohio. Like, we didn't know playing grab ass. We didn't know you actually had a play.
I want to ask you guys a question. We were talking about this earlier this morning. What would be your next move right now if you're that organization? Because the season is so far from over.
Correct.
So you have to find a way to go out and what would be your
move? Wait a
second.
You said so far from over? I'm sorry.
It is. It's far from over.
I mean, you're 1-5.
How do you get something turned around when you've had no signs of getting it turned around? And you played a bad team yesterday.
But, Joe, you still have to play the rest of the game. So my question
is, you still got to play the games. That's
different. Before you guys jumped down my throat, my question to you is this. What would you do at this point to shake things up and just do something here to make sure the entire team doesn't just quit? Because you do have to play the rest of these games. You just do.
I know my easy answer is. You're not firing the coach right now, and you're not cutting
players.
The GM,
I don't think
does. The GM has nothing to do the rest of the season. He's done everything he had to do in the beginning of the season, putting this team together, getting everything together. He did everything he should. He's done. He failed
at
what
he's done, but
what
does that
failed
do
at
right
this
now?
Rebuild.
That doesn't do anything.
That doesn't
for
shake
the team,
things
though,
up.
To,
like, what
it might
do
shake things up. You know,
a
new GM
bit.
Is coming in here. The coaches aren't safe if a new GM comes in here, and none of the players are safe.
They have 11 games left to play. Like, there's a long way to go here.
So
you got to do something.
There is an answer to that. And it's a good question. There's nothing you
can
do. You have to play all those young guys that you have. You have
Which
to keep
team
playing
are we
them.
Talking about now?
No, that's right.
Both.
Manny said the same thing. Right. No, you the Dolphins, what are they going to do? Give up on all those young draft picks on the offensive line? The only thing you can do. Oh, you want to know something you might be able to do? If you're not happy with Jesse at right tackle,
put Robert Hunt
out there and you make one more switch and go, well, and we go from there.
But, like, don't you have to do something drastic at this point?
No.
What are you going
to
do?
Cut someone, fire someone, something to shake things up a little bit, to show that this isn't acceptable?
You're going
to
fire one of the offensive coordinators? You're going to fire Flo?
First of all, they don't quit. I mean, you might think it looks like they quit. They don't quit. They're just not very good. They're seriously.
But I think they're better than what they've shown. I really
They're the
do.
Most underachieving team in the NFL.
Yeah, they can't be as bad as they were yesterday.
But,
they just can't be that bad.
But, Woody, you said this earlier this morning, and it's fine. And look, everything goes right now, and I knew that coming in today. What would you do? You got a 53-man roster. You don't have a redshirt class. You don't have a freshman class like Manny does, where at least he can play those guys knowing they got a lot more upside than some of these guys that are 23 years old. What are you going to do, Woody? Like, I'm asking you back, since you want to make this big move, who do you want to get rid of? Any guys you get rid of, they're going to get picked up right away. So what are you going to do? I mean, it's great if you just want to throw that out there.
I'm just kind of throwing out. I really don't even know at this point, to be completely honest with you. I just know that to lose that game was so pathetic.
Correct.
I didn't think there was any chance they were going to lose that game. And by the way, Jaguars did everything in their power to hand them that game in the first half.
That's right. What we've been saying.
And in the second half, too.
Yeah,
but what do you do? What is
so
what
yeah.
is the what is
what
the
you gonna
move?
Do? Remember, the Dolphins were one of the youngest teams in the NFL, coming off of 10 wins.
Great, the 10-win season. It seems like it's 25 years ago.
Well, I'll tell you what. Every time somebody wins 10 games around here, it's
right
crap shows next. It's I don't know how many games this team can win. And by the way, I don't even want to tell you the other part about losing all these games. We somehow.
Oh, don't bring it up.
We don't even have our first round pick.
Right
Philly
now it's
does.
Third.
But that's why. That's why you need to find some way to turn this thing around, because you don't even have the draft. Like, you can't even tank at this point.
No.
Listen. For nothing.
The 2-year rebuild is over. I wish I could sit here and tell you the morning Miami Dolphin game plan for the future right now. You know where? Let me tell you. They got to keep coaching these young guys up and try to get more. Lee Siggy was playing yesterday. He still can't find the ball.
Right.
He got on the plane. He couldn't find the ball. There was a ball up there, and he was looking all over. He couldn't find the ball. But you got to keep playing those guys. You got to play them like, hey, offensive line, let me see, two second-round picks and a first-round pick. You guys, we got to keep playing you, because honestly, lot of you got to come back and be starters next year, and we want you to have a lot of experience, play together. And but what can you do? You're going to play Tua. Waddle's getting better. Waddle's I don't know what else you can do, Woody. What do you want to do? Let me ask you. You must have thought, instead of just throwing the question out, what do you want to do? I'm asking you.
I do think coaching staff members need to be held accountable at this point. And
which side of the ball?
Right.
Special teams.
Right.
Who's the special teams coach from last year that was like best special teams coach in football? We were blocking kicks and running them back. And
by the way, I did kind of just throw that out without a solution.
Yeah, no,
we figured.
Just,
right.
We're just.
I don't know. I honestly
we're
like.
Just
but that's
back.
The thing, Joe. Like, I do think, and it's not my job to know what to do.
Want to get rid of all the coordinators
find
the best.
You do agree you need to find a way to shake things up over there, right?
There's nothing to shake up.
So you're just gonna. This is it. This is the
go
product we're gonna get.
I just don't know what the answer can be at this point. You're 1-5.
Like,
what's gonna shake up?
But
what are you gonna shake up? This is your team. The players you saw on the field yesterday are your players.
Most of those guys are on cheap contracts,
right,
better known as draft contracts.
I mean, you add Xavier and add Byron back into the mix. You can't count on Devontae Parker, Preston Williams at all. Will Fuller, we're not even sure if the guy wants to play football anymore. So there you go. There's your team.
Yesterday would have been nice to have. And listen, everybody, it's not just us. I got to be careful of this. Everybody's got guys out, right? Everybody's going, hey.
Jacksonville did too.
Yeah.
They showed on the screen before the game.
Yeah. No, well, it's not just the poor Dolphins starting corners out, a few of their top receiver.
I was sold a bag of goods on this wide receiver core before the season, and this bag of goods is just a stinky bag of you-know-what.
But you know what? I was also reminded of this, why we brag about them when they're healthy, how good they are. They don't stay healthy.
No, they don't.
And you can't be good if you're Devontae Parker and Preston Williams. And Preston, I just want to tell you something, my man. That little teaser you did in the first quarter of Tampa Bay last week, if you can't play – you better be working real hard and being real quiet at that camp there and just working, because I'd rather just bring up some of those other guys at least play all the time.
I'd rather have Matt Collins just have one of those spots and not have to worry about him every week whether three other guys are going to play or not, if Mac's going to play or not. Just let Mac play. Just let him play every week.
The other thing that's so frustrating, they have their moments where they go, wow, that's what last year's team looked like. They would, at the end of the game, they got desperate. They started turning it up, the heat, and really Trevor Lawrence was, like, not comfortable and was getting hit. And I'm like, that's what you need to do. But then they have moments where not very good. Pass rush when they rush four doesn't exist. Only rush we get is when we blitz.
And can I ask another dumb question? What's up with the Myles Gaskin experiment? This guy is the more touches
they
we get.
Run. They can't run.
There are no holes to run.
Okay,
as a pass receiver.
Brian Flores just talked about this last week. We got to get Myles Gaskin more touches. They're not even trying. Say they can't run, that's fine, but at least try something. There's no run game
all. We're already throwing a lot of short passes, so. We can't throw too many more of those.
Right. Fantastic. But that's another bill of goods that I was sold. That's the wrong bag of goods. It's just bad.
Can't.
You put Waddle a quarterback and
let
him run.
No.
I'd rather put Waddle a quarterback right now and just run the Wildcat.
Let's get creative.
Let's not.
By the way, we do have a lot of good text coming.
Jacoby.
In. If you want to hit
Jacoby
the text,
got his one back. Play, and I was like, no. Right. And then he made a nice play. I was like, oh, man, what a great play that was. That was great. All right. Listen, we got a lot more stuff. We'll jump on here. But you can't throw something out and then, like, went back to
it.
Yeah, I don't have an answer either.
Well, it was a question. I don't have to have an answer.
It's a young team.
I'm almost done with that also. Now,
I mean, we're all in agreement.
No, you can't.
I am. They're all getting older. I understand that, you know, we have rookies.
First or second-year guys, what do you mean?
Start to play a little bit better. And if these guys aren't the right guys, then someone made a damn mistake.
Oh, we'll take care of that later, but
we're always taking care of stuff later.
The young team thing is also.
We're always taking care of stuff later. It's a third year of the rebuild. How many guys that we've drafted are better?
Do you want to get rid of the GM right now? Would that make
you
feel good?
Yes, today. If Chris Greer is fired today, I'd feel better. I don't want him making another decision for
Zach's
this team.
Zach's not alone on that. In fairness to Zach, he's not alone on that. It's like overwhelming.
Well, he's reading
the text machine.
He knows what the text.
I'm not reading
coming.
The text machine. I've been saying this for weeks.
Are you accusing him of pandering to the?
I'm saying he's been known to dog.
Chris Greer needs. He cannot. I don't want him making another decision for this team.
Not
personnel. Not draft pick. Nothing. I don't want any. I don't want Chris Greer doing anything there anymore.
He's right, but it doesn't have any impact on the current team.
But let's get started for next season already. Let's start cleaning. If you're 1-5, does anyone honestly right now think that the season's going to turn around?
No, but this goes back to what he asked. You guys, this is great, this barking and stuff, but what are we going to do? Like, these are young guys you have.
No, you got to play the young guys. I'm not talking about the actual players on the field. I'm talking about right now.
Just admit
Chris
that
Greer,
we don't know, bro.
Gone.
We're just lost at this point. We have there's nowhere to go.
I'll tell you what. Chris Greer.
Your team sucks.
Chris
Greer. Tank.
Chris Greer's got to be concerned every day he goes to work.
Yes.
I may not be making another pick on the Miami Dolphins.
He shouldn't. Stephen Ross would make a huge mistake if you let him do that.
And by the way, then it
huge
makes,
mistake.
Well, usually, which is incredible because they're on the same page right now, is the whole GM head coach relationship, which is actually very good. But you wonder at what point does the finger pointing start?
Oh,
hey, we're getting
started.
Super late. We're getting a little bit late. Zach, what do you have for us this morning?
All right, I'm talking about Zafferum, which I'm going to need a huge glass of it after the show today. There's no doubt about that. The more I talk about that, but let me explain this to you. If you haven't tried Zafferum yet, then you really are missing out. Whether you're watching football at the house, watching at the bar, going over to a buddy's place, whatever the case may be, pick up a bottle of Zafferum and bring that tailgating or that football viewing to the next level. That's right, with Zafferum. They got two different bottles, by the way, the 21-year-age bottle or the limited edition 30-year-age bottles, unlike any other rum I've had before because it's aged in bourbon oak casks. So first off, the smell is unbelievable. The taste is unbelievable. It's perfectly balanced with the taste of fruit and spice. It's got that elegant aroma because of those bourbon oak casks I told you about. Great for top shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up or on the rocks. And great with your favorite cigars. If you love cigars too, even Cigar Aficionado magazine recommended Zafferum by saying with its spice and oak barrel flavors, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. They've received so many awards and recognitions, it really is unbelievable if you haven't tried it yet. So if you haven't, shame on you, but there's still time. Don't worry about it. So why not take that tailgate party or another level to another level with a bottle of Zafferum? Let them enjoy it just like I have, just like you will, and you can thank me after that. You can ask for it at your favorite retailer, restaurant, or bar. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. They're social media friendly, at Zafferum, that's Z-A-F-R-A. Zafferum reminds you to always drink responsibly, and remember, there is no rum without Zafra.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're on a roll. You're on a roll. Another guy that didn't make it. Yeah, another guy. Oh, geez. All right, listen, we got a lot of stuff to get to. By the way, before I get going, we got going on the Canes and the Dolphins, and yes, another losing weekend for both teams. Panthers, man. 2-0 start. Sam Bennett, the hat trick. Big Bob comes back and bounces back. 29 of 30 shots he's able to save. And then on top of that, the Miami Heat open this Thursday against the Milwaukee Bucks. That's pretty damn good. You start looking at the schedule. That's one of the best games on the schedule in week one and game one.
Listen, South Florida game sports one. Fans need the Panthers in the Heat right now.
Therapy.
Yes.
Whether it's ice or the floor, man.
Doesn't matter.
It's good stuff. And I want to say this. Congratulations to St. Thomas Aquinas, Chaminade, and Central. All had games. Central sent a real strong message to Edison. Beat him up pretty good at Trask Powell. St. Thomas all over Cardinal Gibbons up at FAU, and Chaminade at home took care of Gulliver, even though Gulliver's got a really, really good football team. And they hung around for a while, but Chaminade is special. Just from this past week's games, some of the big boys kind of, I guess the St. Thomas thing, I guess we're going to have to slow down on. When they do all these rankings and we try to put St. Thomas at 3 or 4,
yep.
I think they're a little fired up there playing Cardinal Gibbons and got it rolling.
I like
pretty
when they're
good.
Closer to the top and not 2, 3, or 4, or 5.
We've been all over this Dolphin stuff and just a terrible loss. I mean, I could get locked, whatever you call it. Honestly, and whatever you think the problem is, you're at least partially right when you're this bad. I think it's by far, and I was looking at the teams that are bad, and you expected a lot of them by where they picked and what's going on and the Detroit thing. They've been trying forever to get their thing figured out like we have.
Right.
So for me, coming off 10 wins, we're the most underachieving team in the National Football League, and it's not even close. I was trying to look at some other, and you guys can look if you want. Jacksonville wasn't supposed to be very good.
No,
they
no.
They just beat you.
Right.
Atlanta is not very good, and we play them this week. We have the Texans coming up.
Yeah, that's a 2-win team. Houston's a 1-win team, right?
So anyway, you know, and the Jets. And I forgot about the good old Jets.
Rookie
and
quarterback.
We got them twice.
Low expectations. Right.
But
Dolphins right now probably are the most underachieving team in the entire.
Just by the way, from where everybody drafted last year,
right.
We're gonna get to play against all those guys.
Right.
The guy that was the first overall pick just took care of us,
right.
And the second pick we played twice.
Right.
And it's
play the third overall pick coming
up.
I
do. It is an interesting thing once you get past the emotion and how pissed off I was all day yesterday. In the afternoon, and you just look at like what has happened, and he changes coaches. He's changed a lot of coaches. He went to this 2.5 guy quarterback coach and 2 co-coordinators. I call it the combo group because listen, he was the quarterback's been involved. The quarterback coach, I don't know if he's back involved. He's the one that's got the relationship with Tua, so I don't know going forward if Gotsy's still calling the plays or whatever that thing is. But obviously you just scored 20 points against a really bad Jacksonville team who has given up 30-plus points a game. So I don't know if it's the coaches you got rid of, and if it doesn't have the same thing, coaching by position, the offensive line coach, you know, are you guys getting any better? And then you go to just look at the draft picks, and do we just whiff on a bunch of guys that aren't going to – well, they're definitely – most of them aren't very good yet. That I just want to be able to draft some guys in the near future when we get back to the one first-round pick. Just don't get cute with the pick.
Best player.
Take the best player where you are.
Right.
Don't move up and then move down and then move up. And meanwhile, you're grabbing picks and losing them and grabbing them and losing them. And I don't need that. I didn't need that. We have plenty of picks. Just take the guy there that you like the most. And if you have and too many times in the last 20 years, this has happened. And today's not the day for the draft. And that's an off-season thing for the Dolphins and everybody else. But just don't get cute with, we got all three of these guys and they almost have the same grade. So we're going to drop down because we know we can still get that third guy of the three. No. Just take the best guy of the three. Take a guy that shows up day one and you just go, holy crap, that guy's good. Zach, I saw a lot of rookies playing really well on the red zone yesterday.
Lots of rookies, including the guy at three who you could have had if you wanted, if Ja'Marr Chase was the wide receiver to grab, who is literally getting pictures every week when they compare him to only Randy Moss's rookie season.
Yeah, and we get, unless he's injured, we get a chance this week to see
a tight end. Right. So think about it. We just played the number one pick. We have two more games against the number two pick. Play the third pick overall coming up this week. Now, the first two guys obviously weren't in your hands. You weren't going to pick up Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson. But the Kyle Pitts show, the Ja'Marr Chase show we're seeing every weekend now, I get it. If Waddle was the guy, that's fine. You could have stayed at three and taken Waddle three. And not have to trade all over the place and lose a first-round draft pick this year. And if Waddle was the guy from the beginning of the draft, why'd you have to make so many moves? To move around and lose a pick here and gain a pick in 2 years?
Well, they're going to say that we knew he was going to drop and all the same. And listen, Waddle's fine. And
right, he's not playing terrible.
The better the offensive line gets, the better he will be. Got a lot of targets yesterday, he and Mike Gesicki. But, it's just – there's no rhyme or reason. I just feel sometimes with everything we do, there's no rhyme or reason. I know they put game plans together. I know some of my partners think once they get past scripted plays, they're not very good coaching.
It seems like a pretty good account of what's going on because you're right. How many times have we seen it this year? We're right out of the first quarter or right out of the halftime, the scripted plays, they drive downfield, score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then when they're in the middle of the second quarter or towards the end of the fourth, it's like, who's going to call a play here? What do we need?
We are just still limited. Don't buy into what happened. Drink the Kool-Aid yesterday because there were no sacks on Tua. That offensive line has still got a long way to go. Just there's still holes. There's still leaks coming out of that front five and tight end. Smythe got beat inside on a big play too, and it's just playing off the ball. Jason brought that up. It was a great point yesterday. Playing off the ball instead of on the ball. And he just hit it slant underneath and blows the whole play up. And, you know, that's back on coaching, man. You're asking that guy to get his head across when he's back and inside, and he couldn't do it. Guy went down the line of scrimmage off the tackle, if it makes sense what I'm saying. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. We'll jump on the text machine. Manny Diaz joined us early this morning. We'll catch up with Manny. He'll have him again coming up in the 9 o'clock hour from yesterday or from today. And that game that was a rough one for them after coming all the way back and, again, having a chance to at least kick a field goal and get the interception and ends up down on the North Carolina 16 and couldn't finish it off on what looked like it was going to be one hell of a comeback. And that's another loss for them. And the folks down in Coral Gables and that fan base and the former players, not a happy group right now.
Right.
Not a happy group.
Join the club.
By the way, it didn't help, though. The LSU job, we just found out, it's open. The USC job.
Right.
And now Miami fans are going, what about the Miami job?
Oh, we can't do anything in the middle of the season, huh? What about all these other schools? Right.
I'm just waiting for things to slow down. Hopefully tomorrow we can get to the real story with Ed Orgeron. Did you see some of the stuff that came out?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That he was some hitting. He was hitting on, like, women at gas stations and stuff, and one of them ended up being, like, a wife of one of the high-ranking people at LSU.
Ooh, that's not good.
Ed's some guy.
Ooh, you got to be.
Coach O.
He's got a little herb in him, man.
You cannot bang the alumni's wives. You can't. You got to be careful of that. You're always at those functions, but you got to be careful. And you know what's funny? Because he was talking about all the workouts he's been doing. Now he's got free time because he's not married. Mm. Apparently he's doing all right on that rebound.
Yeah, make sure you get to the bottom of that story. By the way, did we find out did Herb fly home with the team, or did he stay in London and have like a hooker party?
I took a shot, yes. I couldn't help myself.
Did you on the broadcast?
Yes.
Good for you.
Good for you.
He maybe said, hey, guys, bye week. Hey, we're listening. Go, hey, guys, bye week. Hey, let's be smart.
Let's be smart, right on the
bye. And like,
do they have their bye week now?
Yes, okay. They got their bye week in it. Man. And I said, hey Herb, why don't you stay in Jacksonville? It'd be a good idea. Stay away from those places and the grandkids.
He's still at a rave.
Leave the grandkids alone. Are you kidding me? Still jacked up for
still at a rave.
That play I called. I caught those suckers. They had no idea, man. Ugh. It's called the slider, the slider 9.
I dislike him, but my God, what a great play.
It was a great play. Right, and by the way,
I had no idea.
It caught all of us, if I can say this, with our pants down.
Yep.
Everybody got caught.
All right.
Broadcasters had no clue. Trent Green was on the call. I had no idea.
No idea.
It was coming.
Right.
Guilty.
Guess what? Either the Dolphin coaching staff. Right.
Waiting for see if Mike Gesicki is going to jump up and intercept it and run it back for a touchdown.
Jeez.
All right, we got to go to break here. But we will check because that text machine is swollen. It's got a fever, and it doesn't feel very good today. Yeah. We'll jump on some of that as well coming up here in just a moment. But right now, I want to talk to you about Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage. He hadn't done anything wrong. Don't be mad at Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage. All he's doing is locking in low fixed rates for you at 2. That's all he does. He's just getting you money at a cheap price. That's what he does. You can get to him. You can get approved in half the time of the banks. Yeah, and not just that, but if you've had some bad marks, have been a rough year and a half, and credit score's not where you want it to be, don't give up. Mike Okotsie finds creative ways for you, too. He's been doing this for more than 25 years right here in South Florida. No nonsense, no runaround, good old-fashioned straight talk with any question you might have and helping you out quickly with fantastic service, reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing. Get that low rate. Get money cheap. Lock in a rate you can afford every month, man. And let Mike Okotsie do it for you. Matter of fact, Mike Okotsie, in a lot of cases, I didn't realize, he gets you better rates than the banks. And not just that, but he gets you approved in half the time of the banks. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Mike Okotsie. He's been doing this a long time. Everybody's using the guy in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. He's good. He's real good. And that's what it's all about, working with somebody that you like that can get you answers and get you approved quickly. Here's his cell phone number. I want you to call or text him and find out for yourself. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. Or just visit choicemortgage.com. He'll have his number. You can call or text him from that. You can learn more about him. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
All of them. All of them. Talking about doing post-game shows. I said, listen, man. The post-game shows right now for the Canes and Dolphins.
Oh, God.
First of all, I don't know if they can pay you enough money for the abuse that you're going to take.
I don't want to ruin my Saturday or Sunday.
And you've got a guy in O.J. McDuffie who's just was a great player.
He's a passionate fan.
He's working with some other guys, and Seth's been on the other side of this business and as a communication guy for the team, so he's had to deal with players nonstop. So you have these guys putting a show together, and when you're this bad, and we're terrible. I mean, we are friggin' terrible.
Well, what good do you have to talk about with this team right now?
So you do remember Friday, right?
I said.
Okay. Because I think you called me cowardly, and I said, why don't you go in and why don't you do it? Because they offered me to do Dolphins postgame on Sunday. I've, at the moment, retired from the postgame business.
No,
I'm
you'd
doing
much rather.
Game and halftime for the game, right. So I'm there for halftime. Halftime sucked.
No.
But, like, there's no interaction during
right.
halftime. So,
you're
like,
just giving
just
updates.
Some numbers and some scores. And I got out of there before the game ended.
I had noticed through the years when we've called lots of former players, and you're going, hey, interested in doing the Canes post or the Dolphins post. And through the years, it's been hard to find guys, and now the money not what it used to be. They're going, for that, to put up with that.
No, thanks.
Just in case. And you don't know before the year starts, and you're thinking just in the back of your mind, what if they're really bad and you're going to get the most passionate people, especially at home games, have been drinking on their way home.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go right to you, and you are going to become that counselor for them. And in some cases, I hate you too.
We have a double up at home this weekend, right?
But the problem
is double banger. It's called the double banger coming up this weekend.
Right, you're not saying what the drunk fan is saying in his car, like while he's riding home, like he's upset with you. You're the problem. Like if you're not on the air screaming like a lunatic that the coaching staff for whichever team needs to be fired, they get upset with you.
Right. Anything short of how they feel, like how much more do you need to see? How much more? I know right now people are mad about this Manny thing because now they go, look at even friggin' LSU is getting rid of their coach.
He won a national title 2 years ago.
He's also not hitting on the
– Yeah, but he just won. But it's all about winning and losing. You know that, right? And he just won. He has a national title in the last 3 years. And he's gone. He's out.
Boy, I could not believe Florida Gators defense.
Ugh.
I was just shocked. I don't know if LSU's got a bunch of really good players or not.
They
played
like crap at the end of the game.
Absolutely shocked.
Total crap.
Yeah, and by the way, they're running the same play. They're going, we're going to run it again. And the guy goes, what's that record at LSU? They go, 280. Got it.
I saw about five former Gators defensive players, including Channing, talking with Brandon Spikes and all these guys on Twitter, talking about the fact that how did no one on the defense – including the coordinator, realize they're running the same damn bleeping counterplay over and over and over. And literally all these linebackers, he's like, Channing's having a conversation with linebackers. He said, hit him in the mouth once and see what happens.
Occasionally, though, he did hit a different hole. There was a different hole that opened up. It was the same play, off the same play.
Same play.
But sometimes, he might hit a different hole. Yeah. But it usually, somewhere between the center and the –
Joe, the running back ran 36 times for 287 yards.
New record for the school.
I mean, well, that's crazy. How do you let that happen?
I don't think they threw the ball that well, or they just
they were 14 of 24 for 133 yards.
Yeah.
They're probably the best team in the state.
Florida? That's sad. It's a sad state
check
of affairs.
Check that.
West
Clearly
Florida?
Clearly the best team in the state.
Did you just say West Florida?
I didn't know if where you were going. Clearly the best team, really?
Not even close.
Okay.
That's because everyone stinks in the state of Florida right now.
No.
They do.
Zach, they're almost.
No. Florida's the best, but I'm saying everyone else
the
just
Kentucky
stinks.
Game I forgot about. Okay.
Right, Kentucky, LSU they're
now. They're 4-3, aren't they? They're almost 500.
Right. They had that one game that got
I think
us
they
all
have the most talented.
All.
Who's got a more talented team than Florida?
I don't know. Who knows, man?
Well, what is this just you don't like Florida too? Is this another thing?
Of course I don't like Florida. What do I like Florida for?
Florida's the best team.
Someday it's incredible watching them give up 50 points and lose.
Someday you better be careful because you might have a kid go there and you might start liking that school a little bit there, jerky.
I've already decided I want my son to go somewhere where they play good football.
Yeah,
in West Florida?
I just need I need somebody to root for.
Where the hell is West Florida again?
Pensacola.
The Argonauts.
Yeah.
Oh, now you know all about it. Right. Now you're throwing out there. You're going to tell me the mascot's got a green and blue costume?
He's an Argonaut.
Oh, man.
You know what an Argonaut is?
I have no idea. What is it?
No.
I don't know.
We just call it the Argo.
We go. Not Argo.
Oh,
we
man.
Go.
I'm hurting today. I can lie to
I mean,
you.
Of course. Joe, this stinks.
I'm hurting. I just want to blast everybody. I do. Like Dolphins, you guys are friggin' embarrassing.
Yes.
You really are from top to bottom on behalf of people that have the guts to say it to your face. It's really embarrassing what's going on. It is so embarrassing. I was afraid this was going to happen, gave you the benefit of the doubt that maybe you put them away early. They begged you early on, please kick the crap out of us early. Please. Just.
And it looked like it was going to happen.
And then late in the game, they said it again. They right. go, oh, we can't get the fourth down. They couldn't get a first down.
No.
An Argonaut's a small floating octopus.
Okay. By the way, I
did look that up. Thank you.
I did have a nice birthday dinner with Mike.
Yeah, wife. That worked out okay?
Yeah, it was
good.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you.
So you got over everything and you went to dinner, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Well, it was after the loss, right?
Do you go after loss or you go Saturday night?
Saturday.
Yeah.
You went Saturday.
You can't do Sunday.
Beautiful.
Just
smart
in case.
Move. Smart move. Right.
Beautiful. Just right. Beautiful. It was very nice.
Where'd
very
you
nice.
Go?
I don't want to get into everything. It was a nice restaurant.
But ask him how much the bill was also?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's coming next. Right? I actually
well, I think
thought
he's
he was going to start with
the restaurant
well, no,
first
just curious
to try to
where
guess
he went
the check.
Because I know right. there's a handful of places that comp him. He just says, hi, I'm Joe Rose, and he gets his table and he gets comped.
Who ever nobody comps my food.
That's just not true.
Nobody.
That is not true. I know you get comped around town.
Do you really believe that?
I don't believe that.
I mean, you tell me you do. I don't. You never invite me out, so I don't
That's
know.
That's a lie right there. Yeah. I've never told you that.
The only time it's comped is when Danny picks up the tab.
Why do you always try to make me look bad? Like I go asking everybody, do you know who I am? And then I ask, by the way, this is free, right?
To be quite honest, I'm just trying to get you to
if
snap.
People
I feel
didn't
like
know
you're hanging
oh,
by
no,
a thread
close.
This morning.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm barely,
yeah,
I'm cool. barely hanging right. in there. Zach, I'm barely hanging before you get this 9 o'clock hour. What do you have?
I just think it's funny how crazy you
he
were
was
right
comp,
now.
By the way.
Where? He wasn't comp.
I'm just saying that because he took his headphones off already.
He just wants to get out of this show today. I don't blame him. All right, listen. If you're like Joe right now and you just want to sell your business, you want to just get out of the business right now, call our friend, the main man, Anthony Caliendo. That's right. If you're just done with your business, if it's ready to move on, if you're ready to move on, if you're ready to move on and do more family stuff, you want to move on to something else in your life, call the main man at the Caliendo. It's a marketing machine, by the way, and he is going to let you know what your business is worth and how much he can get for it right now. Call him today, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or 1-800-843-6246, or you can go to the website, themainman.com. What Anthony and FNBC Florida could do for you is get you a full evaluation of your business. Yeah, that's a $2,500 value for free if you call Anthony Caliendo and get him over to your place. Let him see what's going on there. Maybe he'll figure out what your business is worth because maybe you don't know that. Maybe he'll find out if your business is profitable or not, worth $100,000 or $100 million, because there's a buyer for every business out there, and Anthony's going to find the right for you, the right person for you, the right company for you, the right money for you at this point because you want to cash out at the end and get the most, right? You want to get the most what your business is worth. That's what Anthony is going to do for you. Call him today and see what I'm talking about. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or 1-800-843-6246. Let him give you that $2,500 evaluation for free. Let him sell your business. That is what's going to make you happy today, especially on this Monday right now. It's going to make you happy. TheMainMan.com is the website. Anthony Caliendo is the main man. FNBC Florida and the main man are going to sell your business and get you the most. And that's what's going to happen today if you call him. It's TheMainMan.com or 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.